With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Immigration officials making changes in Minnesota. Here's Ed Donahue.
A source tells the AP a senior Border Patrol commander and some agents are expected to leave Minneapolis. Border Patrol Commander Greg Bovino has been at the center of the Trump administration's aggressive immigration enforcement surge in cities nationwide. Criticism of Bovino has intensified after he defended the shooting death in Minneapolis of Alex Preti by Border Patrol agents. Bovino disputed claims about the confrontation that led to Preti's death. President Trump has sent Border Czar Tom Homan to Minneapolis to take charge of immigration and customs enforcement operations. I'm Ed Donahue.
Most of the moisture now from that strong winter storm moving out of the Northeast and out into the Atlantic, but frigid temperatures continue in a good chunk of the United States. Meanwhile, sub-zero lows expected nearly every morning from the Northern Plains to the Ohio Valley and into the Northeast. Nashville resident Alex Murray says his family had to evacuate their home because of Sunday's power outage and ice-covered tree limbs coming down all around them.
There's many tall trees, so we kind of hear a lot of those booms a lot. The big limbs falling from the trees, and so that was kind of terrifying a little bit, so to speak, especially considering there's a lot of these that can fall onto your house or whatnot. And fortunately, we escaped one that fell into our backyard.
The storm system is being blamed now for the deaths of at least 30 people nationwide, but authorities fear those numbers will climb because scores of homeless people in many cities, and they're afraid a lot of them maybe just didn't make it. This is SRN News. Formal Jewish prayer has returned to the Temple Mount in Jerusalem.
It is the holiest place in Judaism, but non-Muslim prayer has been banned there for decades as part of an effort to keep the peace with the Arab world, which also reveres the site. But police in Jerusalem are now allowing Jewish worshipers to ascend the mount with printed prayers and read them aloud. It's a major shift for Jewish people whose worship in Jerusalem has been restricted in one way or the other for nearly 2,000 years. Michael Harrington reporting.
UN World Food Program says more than 1 million people in Nigeria could lose access to emergency food and nutrition aid within weeks unless funding is secured as violence and hunger surge throughout the region. Northern Nigeria is bedeviled by a pair of Muslim terrorist organizations preying on Christians and destabilizing the region. This is SRN News. Something very strange is going on in China. The communist state investigating the army's top general for suspected serious violations of discipline, Beijing will not explain. From now on, those flying Southwest Airlines will have to decide ahead of time where they want to sit. Bob Agnew reports.
Monday, January 26th, the final time that Southwest Airlines passengers were allowed to make their boarding time scrambles for their preferred seats as the airline put an end to its signature open seating system. Tuesday marking the start of the customers sitting only in their assigned seats. The airline began selling tickets shaped by the new policy back in July. So from now on, Southwest flyers are still free to move about the country, but just like with the other airlines, they'll have to do it in the seat listed on their boarding pass. Bob Agner reporting.
More details at srnnews.com.